Tasmanian Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe announced on Sunday that greyhound racing will be phased out in Tasmania by 2029. In his announcement, the Premier cited concerns about the future of the industry and animal welfare as some of the reasoning behind his decision. Maeve Groom asked CEO of RSPCA Tasmania, Andrea Dawkins, how the organisation reacted to the news.
Absolute delight, shock and awe. Actually, we knew that because of the current circumstances in the Tasmanian Parliament that negotiations were underway. And I guess for many of us, we saw the cessation of greyhound racing as in some ways an easy win for one of the leaders of parties that needed to negotiate with the Greens in order to be able to continue to form a parliament. And then when we heard the news that greyhounds would be saved from the racing industry, should the Premier be able to maintain his position, we were absolutely thrilled. There were many tears, of course, in that kind of 24 hours. It was just delight. And since then, we've been working through some of the more complex issues around the phase out of greyhound racing.
What do you think has driven this change for the Premier to finally decide now is the time to transition out of the greyhound racing industry?
Look, I think three things have happened. The ban and phase out from New Zealand, that's a very, very strong message from our neighbours. There was a report by renowned economist Saul Eslake, which showed that the level of funding that greyhound racing was receiving in Tasmania was much higher than for any other jurisdiction. It was clear that it's an industry that cannot stand on its own two feet. And then there was the awful death of Raiders Guide in Launceston a couple of weeks ago. That was the most horrendous thing to witness. So awful. This dog that had been raced so many times and won thousands of dollars for its owners to die so unceremoniously. I think that was really the last straw. And we certainly hope that sacrifice was for something.
So the Premier did cite these welfare concerns for both participants and mainly the animals as one of the reasons for this decision. For those who may not know, could you elaborate a bit more on some of these wider concerns about the industry?
Well, the greyhound industry in Tasmania certainly doesn't have the money funneled into it that perhaps other jurisdictions in the country do. When we've seen activist footage, drone footage taken of some of the larger establishments, it's very clear that the animals are kept in the barest of minimum conditions. We see some waterlogged pens. There's no bedding. There didn't seem to be any free-flowing water. The dogs were alone in these pens. They are not socialised. They are only brought out to train and to run. And certainly for the level of funding that the greyhound racing industry was getting, the standard of care was very poor.
And in terms of the transition into this phase-out period, what are the expectations for the communities directly involved in the racing industry? Do you know what this might look like for both participants and the greyhounds themselves?
We are asking for and have been asking for some years for a just transition for both the participants and for the dogs. So that would look like funding going towards people to be able to exit the industry, but also funding going towards the animal welfare organisations and rescue organisations who'll be tasked with rehoming these dogs. Because of course, these dogs come out of the industry generally unsocialised. Often they've not been in and out of cars. They've not walked up and downstairs. There's lots that needs to be worked through in order for a safe transition for both dogs and people. And the Premier had announced that the Commissioner for Racing Integrity would be overseeing that period with a parliamentary committee set up, which we hope to have a seat at.
Are there concerns that despite the ban on this federal funding to the racing industry, that it may continue behind closed doors or in a private setting? Will there be a way to monitor this at all?
Oh, absolutely. Look, Tasmania is a small island. We have a pretty good network of animal welfare advocates. We don't believe that this will be set up in any way in Tasmania once this phase out is complete. What the RSPCA does not want to see is animals being sold into other jurisdictions and racing elsewhere. That completely defies the rationale behind this phase out. And we want every single animal that's in Tasmania to be rehomed into a loving home.
CEO of RSPCA Tasmania, Andrea Dawkins, speaking there with Maeve Groom.